This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Now, one of our favourites at Joy is the gorgeous Kate Sobrino. She, all those hit albums and awards, and she loves Joy. Welcome back to Joy, Kate Sobrino.
Hi, gee, I keep seeing you posted now that, you know, we've got all the Instagram and Twitter going, your face in all these fantastic selfies with other fabulous, famous people.
Oh, stop it, Kate Sobrino.
Well, it's good. I mean, it used to be radio. People got into radio because they didn't want to be seen. And look at you. You're like, you know.
I'm mixing it up.
The face of 2MM.
No, it's all about you, Jo, because, I mean, this is our Mother's Day special, and you're a mum to Little Gypsy. Now, what's it like being a mum? I mean, obviously, she is growing up fast, and you're probably thinking, oh, my God, what's where the time's going?
Yeah, it's an amazing joy. It's in every way the best thing anyone, if you ever have a chance to be a parent, you know, it's a wonderful experience. You just get to sort of have this, this person who is every day evolving and becoming more interesting. And she's so musical. She's such a natural singer and natural performer. I'm completely useless at school like I was. So I'm very sad for her on that front.
Because I remember seeing you guys at the Strictly Ballroom opening night a few months ago. And does she like that whole environment, the whole musical theatre and performing?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, that's lovely.
And actually, dare I say it, in case she gets this interview at some stage later in her life and resents me for telling everybody that she was hopeless at school, her school of life is so much broader, actually, than an average student. Since she was about 6 months old, she's been travelling and watching shows in New York and London, and, you know, she's really had quite a vast experience. So, yeah, at musicals, she's got the bug, let's just put it that way.
Over years, you've given us so many albums. Of course, starting with I'm Talking back in the 80s, your solo work. Your last album was back in 2013, Kensal Road. It's been a while since the new album, Kate Sobrino. What's going on?
I know. Well, I've been sort of planning my next kind of attack. I guess the Cabaret Festival had me working for 3 years and, you know, a very much loved but a very absorbing kind of activity running a festival. And also because the Cabaret runs to highlight very unique artists, ones that require a lot of attention for all the right reasons, you know. They're the kind of triple threats. They're the ones that sit amongst, in between the cracks, in fact. That was always a lot of fun for me to do. But now that I'm out of that and I'm just sort of looking at the next 30 years of my career. And in fact, I'm on tour at the moment.
I know.
I don't know if you knew that, but I'm out on tour and I'm looking at the artists I'm working with. I'm with Brian Cadd and Glenn Shorrock and Joe Camilleri. They've got 50 years apiece of musical experience. And their stagecraft is sublime. It's just unbelievable. Their relationship with their public and their most ardent fans is beautiful.
We're talking about the Opia Good Times Tour, which are currently on at the moment, going to the end of May. Now, those three boys and Kate Sobrino, I reckon you'll be keeping them in line, Kate, just saying.
Yes. Well, they are. They're like having, you know, three times Peter Pan. but can I just say, actually, more than that, I'm actually very moved. I'm a bit younger than those lads, but so the memories that get provoked for me when, you know, Brian Cadd starts singing "A Little Ray of Sunshine," you'd have to be a block of wood not to be moved or remember or recall either someone very important who sang it to you or that what was playing on the radio and what were you experiencing in life. You know, these memories you just can't buy for love or money, and the minute he opens his mouth, they just come back to you.
Because I remember watching a performance on Sunrise of you guys, and you guys rocked it, had a great time.
Yeah, we're in love with live music. That's what we've been doing for them for 50 years, for me for 30, and we are completely ardent lovers of live music, and that's what, you know, I guess the thing is when people come and see the shows, they're always reminded, they're going, oh my God, that's what I love about it, you know, and then they just go along and get amongst their own lives. But, you know, every so often, just come back to those memories is amazing.
Speaking of live music, Kate, now you recently played the Bennett's Lane Jazz Club in the city. That's closing in June. How sad is that? I can't believe it.
It's awful, yeah. But I believe there's some hint that the brand will be continued, which is a good thing because the investment all of those artists have made in making it the place to go and see great inventive and progressive jazz and also very traditional and beautiful jazz. All those artists that they've put in the hours and hours and hours of love into that venue. It's going to have to continue.
All I have to say, congratulations to Kate for last year's inducting into the Australian Songwriters Hall of Fame. You're the first female. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks,
Sonny. Excellent work. Now, finally, Kate, Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. What does Gypsy normally do for you on Mother's Day? What's her specialty? Does she cook you breakfast in bed, or what does she do?
Yeah, it's usually the breakfast in bed, because for a rock and roller, for me, the luxury of being able to sort of catch up the hours from the midnight hours that were stolen from me in the midnight hour, she's unreal. She totally understands what that's all about. So she lavishes me with love, and it's usually, food.
And what do you do for your mum, I should say?
What am I going to do for my mum? I'm really going to save up and put all our Mother's Days together and give her a holiday to Paris.
Oh.
Not this year, but some year. Let's just put it that way.
That'd be stunning. Now, you can catch Kate Sabano along with Brian Cadd, Joe Calamari and Glenn Shorrock at the Palais Theatre in St Kilda on Sunday the 24th of May. APR Good Times Tour. That sounds fantastic.
Thanks, darling. Lovely to speak with you.
You too. Have a great Mother's Day, right, Dave?
Yeah, thanks, Leo. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.